So this is Barry Alden again. It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2015, and this is copyright Barry Alden and GreatOutdoorsCanada.com. I'm trying to let you in on an addendum and the relationship of the Venus syndrome. In my study and travels, I go back to June-July 1969, the Natural History magazine, Venus Star of Confidences, written by Dr. Itek Razul, is a former chief scientist for global change at NASA and now an independent scholar. He's won many awards up to date. And he explained that the Venus syndrome is a cloud hovering over Venus constantly of carbon dioxide and methane gas. The carbon dioxide around the world is forming a big blanket around the world, and that's what's upsetting our weather systems. A Dr. Chung from UBC, a Professor Chung, in July said carbon dioxide, or CO2, levels in water led to increased acid in the fish. Well, we released that at greatoutdoors.com in April. I look to the Popular Science, new book of Popular Science, Volume 2, the Deluxe Home Edition. This was printed in, I think it was in 1989. And I'm just trying to find out the printing. Okay. 1987. I go to air pollution and carbon dioxide. Click it off. So, the new book of Popular Science, printed in 1987. Air pollution, page 470. Two pollutants may have major effects on climate, carbon dioxide and particulate matter. Carbon dioxide tends to trap heat in the lower atmosphere, and that's what it's all about on Earth. Particulate matter has the opposite effect. It reflects solar heat back into space. A marked increase of one or the other could cause a worldwide warming or cooling trend. We're in a warming trend. Now, carbon dioxide. Still on it. Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. This was printed in the 80s, 1981. This is the Tabor's books are the book for nurses going through training and doctors in their offices. Carbon dioxide, a colorless gas, so you can't see it from a satellite. Heavier than air, generally produced in the combustion or decomposition of carbon or its compounds. It is the final metallic product of carbon compounds present in food. The body eliminates CO2 through the lungs, in urine, and in perspiration. It is also given off by decomposition of fecal or vegetable or animal matter, or formed by alcoholic fermentation, as in rising bread. It is necessary to all plant life and is absorbed directly from the air. In small quantities, up to about 5% in inspired air, that's forced oxygen into your lungs, it will recover you. It stimulates respiration. In greater quantities, it produces an uncomfortable degree of mental activity with confusion. So, this last summer, all the psych wards were full in the lower mainland. Although not supposed to be poisonous, it will cause death by suffocation. We could run out of air in 5 to 8 years on Earth. Now, there are oxygen bars all over Europe, and there's two in Vancouver in the lower mainland in British Columbia, Canada. Great amounts are added to the atmosphere daily, but because it is used by green plants, the air content is kept down to about 0.3%. Approximately 1 square meter of leaf surface can absorb the carbon dioxide from 2,500 liters of air in 1 hour. It is estimated an acre of forest uses 4.5 tons of CO2, carbon dioxide, a year. This is going to happen on Earth. It is affecting the fishing. And one of the things that has accelerated carbon dioxide in the air is the fires of Kuwait. 607 oil wells burning out of control, ignited by retreating Iraqi troops in, I think it was in the 2000s. At skate, the squandering of precious natural resources, the threat of inestimable damage to the environment. The CO2 from those raging oil fires is circling the Earth, and it hasn't gone away. Incidentally, Reddit Air came up in the States and put two of them out. He was featured in the Hellfires, the Hellfighters with John Wayne. This is very serious. I'm a longtime angler in British Columbia. I was born in Victoria, standing by my father's waist when I was 4, coiling line in 2.5 gallon pails. He didn't use a fishing reel. We fished off the breakwater. I was raised on Cardura Wharf when I was 5 to 10 years old, living right where the Bayshore Inn sits, right down at the foot of Cardura. We had a houseboat. My father had commercial fishing boats, gill netters. I've fished all over BC. I've written for 10 newspapers, BC Sport Fishing Magazine, have my own talk show on JR Country and CFER here in the valley in Abbotsford. And I'm very concerned that the carbon dioxide in the air will decimate the fish, and I think that's going to happen this year. We don't have any pink runs coming up the Fraser River. All my buddy anglers who were on my radio shows in the 1986 to on CFER and JR Country up till 1990 are the best anglers on the river and in all the rivers in the valley. These guys were incredibly capable of catching fish from shore. They haven't caught one fish off the banks of the Fraser in the last 4 or 5 days. An estimated 10 million pinks were coming up the Fraser, did not materialize. This is Barry Alden saying goodbye.
Not forget